Good morning. It's 8:02 a.m. on, what day is it? Tuesday, November 4th, 8:03 a.m. Yeah, we're going to try to change up things a little bit this morning. I'm walking. I'm also going to try to collect some XM for my Ingress game. So we'll see if that works or if it shuts off the recorder. Apparently the recorder still says it's running, so that's a good sign. That means I can walk and talk at the same time. Still working. Okay. Cool. Okay, well, I guess this is going to turn into the Ingress podcast. I have to go pick up a portal key. I did a link yesterday. And linked up two portals, but in the process lost the keys, so I've got to go around and pick up the keys again. Luckily the key I lost was a close one. So I'll be able to pick up the key and walk to it. I still have, I don't know, 10 or 12 new portals submitted. I set up some right on the walking path, so I'll be able to do the walk and play the game, and one more reason to get out for the walk. You can't have too many reasons to walk. It's cold this morning. It is quite cold, and I'm walking alongside a busy street at the moment. Remember when I used to do this all the time, walk alongside a busy street? I used to reverse my course every so often just to keep the path fresh, but the noise was too much. I just couldn't deal with it. Trying to walk and talk over the noise of the traffic was tedious. If I do this again, I'll know better to take the next turn to keep the amount of time I'm walking alongside this busy street to a minimum. Ow. Stubbed my toe. So, yesterday was a mess. I mean, it was really a mess. There was, it rained most of the day, and every once in a while it would cool off enough that we'd get a little bit of snow thrown in on top. just to add insult to injury. That was kind of a pain. It was raw and cold. I didn't want to go outside. I didn't go outside. I ate hot food and drank warm liquids and stayed low all day. Okay, I'm coming up on my portal. Let's see if I can get a key. Portal key. Okay, good. Okay. Mission accomplished. Port is fully charged. My recorder is still running. I don't know how much of that background noise you've heard, but yeah, ton of fun. One point four one miles. So moving along. I'm going to get off the street here in a second. So, the big news yesterday on the ingress front was that somebody on the enlightened side linked up Medicine Bow, Wyoming with Louisville, Colorado, and Colby, Kansas. It lasted for a couple hours. It went down mid-morning local time. But, it made everything very, very difficult to deal with for a while. Thank you. it is a bit on the chilly side, although the sun has gotten up high enough in the sky. Good morning. That there's a bit of warmth to it, which is good. Warmth is good. We like warmth. I wonder if I can walk through here. There's no path through this. There's no marked path. I don't really want to walk through somebody's backyard. I wouldn't like it if somebody walked through my backyard, so I'll just stay here on the sidewalk. A landscape mound. Never noticed that one before. No trees on it, just landscape. There's a marker. What is this? Oh, junction box. Yeah, well, some guys up. Is it guys working on the roof, or is that somebody with Christmas decorations already? I can't tell. It's too far away. All I've got is the outline. Oh dear. Rather destroyed looking fence. I suppose it could be wind damage, but it looks more like somebody hit it with a car. It's actually splintered. I'm coming up on the monk post here, and I'm wondering if I can get that accepted as a new portal. So anyway, let me get back to writing progress. Let me get back to what's going on. The The galley for Zephyr's Call hasn't shipped yet. That's unusual. Usually they ship almost immediately. Monk Post. But it hasn't shipped yet. This is kind of odd. A lot moved today. I have to get going on Hermit. And that's going to be my 9 o'clock task. It's only 8:18. I'll be home with plenty of time to get some breakfast and settle in for my 9 o'clock work period. I'm trying to keep the ferrets wrangled. Yesterday was the broken day where everything was all upset because of all kinds of appointments and stuff. I got very little done in any front yesterday, other than I did get to my therapist, and it's looking good. I've talked to her about cutting back to every other week, doing a check-in every other week to see how I'm doing in terms of staying on track. And while I enjoy the weekly check-in, it's going to cut my therapy bill, my therapy bill now, which is good because I'm paying therapy bills for other people in the house. But Zephyr's Call is filed, and I guess I did that late Sunday, so you didn't know that yet. So Zephyr's Call is filed. I've got one book left to convert to paper, and then I can get on with publishing South Coast by year end, and in time for Christmas, actually, and then get all the books marked up in time for, I hope, in time for Christmas. I'll do the show books first. I don't know what I'm going to charge for the pile. I have to go back and look and see how much they cost. I also need to look to see if I can sell a bundle through CreateSpace. Or if I have to ship them in to me and then have me turn around and ship them out again, which is probably what's going to have to happen. So it is warming up. It is warming up. It doesn't feel like it's freezing anymore. So it feels good. It feels like I'm actually making progress. And I'm making progress. So the making progress part feels good. I have to get over to Office Depot and get a new calendar. Oh yeah, well, I've got to go over there, so. I hope this isn't as loud in the recording as it is in my ear, because otherwise I'll have to apologize for today, because it's kind of obnoxious. Future roadway. In a way, I'll be glad when they push that road through to the mall here. Odd, I heard voices. I got double hoods on, that's why. That's a little better. Yeah, I put up my fleece hood and then pull the hoods for the parka up over it, and it made my head very warm, and the sweat is trickling down my back now, so that was like, what the, because I was freezing before. Beautiful morning, holy cow. I say that with some degree of surprise, because I've been hiking along, huddled over, staring at my feet, trying to stay warm for most of the almost an hour. Yeah, almost an hour that I've been out here. It's finally warm enough that it's like, okay, this is kind of cool, this is kind of nice. The willows are getting gold crowns, the weeping willows. They're some of the last to change, because they keep their feet wet all year. They're down in a little gully, and yesterday's rain just refilled the gully, so lots of wet. This is the first hard frost day that I've been out in this year. There's frost everywhere, roofs, on the grass. I think it showed up in the photo this morning, because there was a lot of frost in the shadowy bits where I took the picture. There. And so here I am, across the road. I'm, 24 minutes into this walk, so it was a good talk. It was a longer walk than normal, so make up a little bit for the short walk on Sunday. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.